Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Here with me today is someone in the kind of new age of Dunedin music and the Dunedin scene. We've got Cade here to talk about his new EP called Revival. How's it going, Cade?
It's going good, bro.
You've been enjoying the nice sunshine today?
Yeah, man. Dunner's Dunner, eh?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I've got some questions for you.
Let's go.
The first one would be, I was listening to the EP this morning and I kind of noticed that it's kind of a similar thing to what you usually do, that kind of like psychedelic-y but still very earthy kind of...
Organic, eh?
Yeah, very organic. And I thought this one sounded particularly organic in comparison to your other stuff where I think you rely a lot more on kind of electronic drums and kind of that kind of programmed stuff, but it sounded to my ears like it was a very much more natural acoustic kind of sounding,
more real
sounding EP. So I was gonna, the first question I'm gonna ask you is how you went about recording the songs. Did you do it all yourself at home? Do you have like a cool little setup? Whereabouts did you do it, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's funny, like some of the songs were made this year. I think one or two of the songs were actually made in the early days of me starting music, but it took a while to actually, you know, for it to come to full fruition, or for the song to feel right in the moment. And I guess like coming up with concepts of albums and you've got little throwaway songs and you're like, oh, actually, this could be something bigger, you know? So I played all the instruments on the EP. Experimenting more with the recording of the drums. Like you say, it kind of creates that more real, raw live feeling, and I kind of like, it's a little bit rugged too, you know, like it's not perfect or and I do the mixing and the mastering too, so it's like, you know, I love the sound of it, but it's also got that little bit of human
grit, nice human DNA.
Yeah.
The good old DIY kind of.
It's in our DNA.
It's in our DNA, mate.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, so you mixed and mastered it yourself. That was my other question, was whether you did that yourself, because it sounds bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Oh, thank you, bro. Yeah, I kind of took on, I guess mastering's a whole new realm, they say. Yeah, to save myself money a couple of years ago, I thought, oh, I'd stuff it all. Teach myself, and I've learned a lot along the way, but teaching yourself, mastering the techniques of it, it's a whole nother world,
eh?
Yeah, pretty frustrated, but once when you release something that you're really proud of, it's pretty rewarding.
Yeah, awesome. I was also gonna, with that whole kind of like more acoustic kind of sound, was that a conscious effort that you made to kind of make it a bit more in that realm, and like maybe not as I don't know if you could, it sounded like maybe you clicked you tracked it to a metronome, but it doesn't sound like everything's like rigidly kind of like snapped to the grid, you know. Was that kind of like a conscious choice, like recording live drums and like doing it all very natural, or was that a very much something that just happened while you were creating the songs?
I think with this EP, three out of four of the songs on there I had recently been playing live in my solo set, and I felt like I had all this music, but it wasn't, you know, people couldn't access it other than my live shows. So this was like, some of it was created through the process of playing live, and this whole new setup that I've been doing during the year, with the looper and the sampler and things like that, so I guess that's where some of them came from. And yeah, it's nice having different projects. Like, okay, this one I'm gonna specifically go a bit more raw and live, and then, you know, I guess every project is an art.
Yeah, totally.
And everything's kind of got its own sort of sound.
Yeah.
I guess coming from Space and Back, my last EP, it's like that was a bit more rocky, and I wanted to expand on that before I maybe go to a different sort of genre or style, even of recording. Yeah, because I do have other projects sitting there that do come back to the electronic side of things.
Yeah,
you know, but it's like, okay, well, if I can put this in more of a sequence timeline, rock, and then, you know,
yeah,
and then whatever else comes out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome. Was there? Yeah. You're making sense to
sweet,
me
sweet.
At least.
Yeah. I hope muso to muso.
Yeah. Muso to muso. Hopefully, all the non-musos can understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Just listen to the music.
Yeah. Just listen to the music. Enjoy it. Was there a with songwriting's like can be such a difficult process sometimes, and sometimes it just flows. Was there like a particular song on the EP that you kind of like? Maybe found particularly hard to finish, or maybe one that was really easy to finish, or just maybe talk to us about your kind of creative process and how you went about writing the songs. Because I find, like, I recently, because I do my solo stuff, but I'm also in the band with the Beatniks.
Shout out the Beatniks.
Yes, shameless plug. but yeah, I found that. Because I used to just write all my stuff myself in my own little bubble, but with a band it becomes a whole nother situation. With like, I found I had to work with a new kind of process of writing and creating the song. Was there like any? Do you have like a method that you stick to, or do you have like
never?
Yeah, it's all just inspiration and like comes to you, or
and like I said, like some of it was. Actually made like Generation, for example, on Revival was a song I've had since the beginning of sort of my music ventures in Dunedin, and I had written half that song, and at the time I was in a band called Psychonadelics, which formed out of my first album, and I had the first verse out of that song, and then bringing it to the band just like brought out this whole new level of what the song was, you know. And playing that version of it just felt so good, and then the band sort of split, and then I brought it to this solo thing, and then it's like you got to take into mind how you're gonna play it if you're playing these things live too. Generation, for example, was pretty much exactly how I can play that live through my looper. Even though it's full production, I had that in mind as like, okay, you know, I could do all these things and that, but then I've got to think about where my hands are going to be on my guitar, my feet are going to be on the pedals,
I think that whole kind of so it seems like you were very much had that live aspect in mind when you were, and I think that definitely comes through. Like it doesn't sound too overproduced, but it sounds like it's produced, if you know what I mean. Like it's got enough there that it's like really enjoyable to listen to, but you could also pull it off live, you know, and you'd be able to play it how it sounds on the recording, which is a hard thing to pull off, I think, a lot of the time.
But, yeah, man, for sure.
But it's also really cool that you were able to do that completely by yourself as well, playing all the instruments and things like that, because I find that sometimes you can kind of just be like, okay, I've got these songs. Now I can just mess around with them and do as much as I want to them, because you're the only person there doing
it. You're in
control. Yeah, exactly. Where was I going with that? Did you find it quite hard to like, or did you always have that in the back of your head, like that you wanted to play it, be able to make it so it's played live, or was that just like something that you were like, okay, I've done the drums, I'd better do the guitar and the vocals and the bass, or
probably a bit of both. Like the opening track, On the Edge, you know, I haven't actually tried it on my looper or whatever because it sounds so band like and that's one I haven't played live yet, so just trying to make that collection of songs, and okay, that's the live thing.
Awesome. What was I going to say? Sorry, this is for those of you that don't know. This is actually my first time interviewing someone.
Yeah,
on
Sam's doing one, very
so
well.
I'm trying my best. I've talked about kind of the creative process a little bit. Do you have any advice to someone that like is trying to do, like maybe trying to get into the music world and trying to start writing songs, or maybe trying to start producing or anything like that? Do you have any kind of words of wisdom or just something that you've found within your own experience, kind of writing songs and then producing them yourself as well, and then going through that whole process?
Yeah, good question. I must say, if you're in this music thing, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there could be future in it, but, I mean, financially anyway, it's it's pretty rough it's industry.
Yeah.
Pretty rough industry. So you really got to love it, and I love it. And you know, I'll be making music for a long time, hopefully.
Yeah.
But just keep at it as well. Like, you probably hear it from a lot of musicians, you're gonna make crap songs to start with, and it's like the evolution of where those bad songs come from to where you are now. Here I am 5 years later, more or less, and my sound is wildly developed, and in different ways. You know, like, I look back at my older releases, for example Dreamscape, and the you know, there's elements in that I'm like, man, I'm glad I can mix better now. I can't change that, but the ideas of that, you know, there was like potential there, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And I guess that's where some of Revival, for example, was like, oh, those ideas that I had a couple of years ago, they're actually right for now, you know. So yeah, just be patient, I would say. Love everything that comes with it. Bounce off other creatives as well. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just immerse and work hard if you want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
For real, because a lot of time and energy goes into it.
Definitely,
you know, and for you to put a project out, maybe people won't listen to it, but maybe the next one they will, you know. So yeah, just a bit of drive, even if it's for your own good. You know, like releasing something or making something that maybe no one will hear.
Yeah.
If it's for your own good, do it.
Do it for the love of it.
Do it for the love.
Yeah. That was another question that I forgot about. The name Revival.
Yeah.
It sounded like you kind of answered the question just talking about it then, but where did that come from?
Yeah, Revival. I guess the whole idea of the album is really like pushing through when you're in doubt, especially in a system like we're seeing a lot of... you know, I don't want to be a down, you know, but there's a lot of
crap going on.
The world's in a pretty crazy spot. And I guess just believing in yourself and like, I guess this revival was like being revived. Like you're coming out of a bad spot or a bad way of thinking, or you feel like everything's against you. This is like, oh, actually no, like I can pull myself out of it. You know, and you can see it through the flow of ideas if you look deeply into the music. You know, on the edge, just like, okay, this is what it feels like to be good and mean, and then Generations, like, we can do it together. And then No Needs, like, cutting out the BS, and then what's the last song, They're the Depths. It's like you're on the way to the promised land in a way.
You've made it through.
So yeah, I'm feeling that at the moment. Just trying to like pull myself out of where everything is, eh?
Getting
some music to revive me and hopefully other people.
That's what music's for. It's spreading the love and kind of those kind of emotions, I guess, and trying to make people feel something.
Is
the kind of core of it, I feel like. And I definitely get that through listening to that. I had to listen to the whole thing this morning. It was really, really beautiful.
Thanks, bro.
But yeah, it's really refreshing to kind of have music that has a more of a positive outlook on things at the moment, because you get a lot of people, there's a lot of music coming out at the moment that is very has a very negative spin on a lot of things. So it's nice to kind of hear something that
You take the negativity
lift
and make it to positivity.
Lift it up
instead of reminding people.
What's the point of reminding people? We already know everything's pretty bad, but all you can do is be positive about it, really, and try and make a difference in your own little way.
That's it, bro.
But anyone that you're kind of listening to at the moment, any artists you've been excited about or listening to heaps or anything like that?
You know, I usually say a lot of my favourite musos are my mates or my whānau, or the New Zealand scene's great. It's
beautiful,
you know?
At the moment, eh?
Yeah, I love releasing music this time of year as well, summer. But my all time, probably Fat Freddy's Drop.
Because
I love that rootsy-ness. They just come out with some new stuff.
Cool.
Which I'm also going to do a little bit of promoting here. I've got another song coming out this Friday.
Which
is almost birthed out of Revival.
Yeah.
So I had the Revival EP ready to go.
Yeah, so that was the kind of like
And then this new prod thing came out of me, and so the single's called Fire.
Cool.
It's coming out on Friday, and it's very inspired by Fat Freddy's.
Awesome.
There's a few more horns in there.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, some cool sonic.
Dubbing it out a bit.
Yeah, dubbing.
Cool.
For sure.
Are you playing a kind of any release show or anything for that, or are you keeping it pretty online release at the moment, and then see where you go from there?
Yeah. You know, I definitely would have liked to have a release show. I just think I'm listening to myself at the moment, and I'm not feeling it.
I think
it's actually quite a big thing, being a solo artist and doing a big show.
Yeah,
especially it's a release show. It's quite a big thing, and maybe in future, creeping up. But at the moment, I'm prioritizing my time on the releases.
Getting all that right.
I got some more music that I want to release real soon, and so I'm in that focus mindset.
You got to lock into it and get when the creative juices are flowing, you really got to kind of capitalize on it
for sure. Bro, and maybe through this new music and new releases, it'll form more of a demand for a live show.
Yeah, totally.
So it's not off the cards.
No.
But
Well, where can people find your music, and where can people kind of keep up to date with what's going on in Cade's world?
Yeah, Cade's world. Well, Spotify, definitely. Apple Music, all that jazz.
Streaming platforms.
Stream it up.
Share it around. Send it to your friends.
Yeah, Instagram's the big one nowadays.
Share the love.
Catch me. But yeah, the revival is on all streaming platforms. If you want to kind of keep up to date with it, it's mostly on Instagram. And yeah,
cool. Anyone you want to shout out?
Shout out Sam Charlesworth. Let's go. It's good to see you, bro.
Good to see you too, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm stoked you got the show here.
Yeah.
So shout out Radio 1.
Yeah, shout out Radio 1. Keep it real. we're gonna listen to one of Cade's songs off this new EP, Revival. It's called They the Depths. Ooh. And it goes like this.
To a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.